before we take the communion, we just want to believe God for one another. I want you to believe God for me. This thing called Jesus is not just a name. Somebody had a baby during the Hurricane Harvey. And she named her baby Harvey. Harvey Rodriguez. I looked at her. I said, bless your heart. That's a name. But there is a name that is above every name. Silver and gold I don't have for this community. But such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning every burden in your life, every burden in my life be removed in the name of Jesus. Every yoke be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil call a mountain, anything in the way of your destiny, anything in the way of your progress, anything in the way of your success, today in the name of Jesus, we crush it in the name of Jesus Christ. Today we'll put out every false fire in our life, false fire on our job, false fire in our churches, false fire in our business, false fire in our finances. In the name of Jesus, we put out that fire right now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, the real fire, God's fire, Holy Ghost consuming fire, let it start to burn alive in our home. Come alive in our marriage. Come alive in our churches. Father, we put everybody before the altar. Your word said, cast all your cares, not some of your cares, all your cares upon him. You said, oh God, you care for us. We receive that anointing right now. The Bible says Jesus was anointed beyond measure. Father, we tap into the anointing of God and we invoke the power, the authority in the name of Jesus. We come against every sickness. We come against every disease. We come against every division. We come against every stronghold in our life, in our home, in the life of our children, on our job, in our finances. Father, I thank you. Thank you for good health. Thank you that we are healthy. Thank you that we are wealthy. Thank you that you're working it out right now. Our struggling days are over. No more delays in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves. We bathe ourselves. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. And we invoke the power and authority in the name of Jesus. And we say yes and amen. Yes and amen to our progress. Yes and amen to our healing. Yes and amen to our breakthrough. Yes and amen to our miracle. In the name of Jesus. It is so. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth, shout amen.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
That when something ends up and it goes down, that the one who really started all of the mess cannot be found. Am I talking to anyone this morning? That is because Satan lights the fire and sit back and watch the fireworks. He's the one that satanically sets it all up. Watch this. From Adam and Eve all the way from the garden to now, Satan has been doing the same thing. He comes in, he messes it up, and now the fixer has to come in and fix it up.
All right.
Look at our lives. We messed it up. And when Jesus came into our lives, he fixed it up. You see, whatever we mess up, Jesus can fix it up. The fixer comes in when it comes to sin. Only Jesus can fix it up. Watch this. Throughout the generations through sin was broken. From Adam all the way down to right now, the generations was broken. Sin had broken people's hearts. Sin had broken their desires. Sin had robbed them and broken their dreams and desires.
All right.
And now Jesus comes in and fixes it up. You see, without Jesus in your life, there is no joy. Without Jesus, there is no peace. Without Jesus, there will always be turmoil. Your life will always be roller coaster. It will always be turbulent times in your life without Jesus. Watch this. Jesus comes in, and only Jesus in this situation, Israel, the children of God were so broken till only Jesus could fix it. There are situations in our lives where only Jesus could fix it. Am I talking to anybody? Mama couldn't fix it. Daddy couldn't fix it. Grandmother, counselors, they're good. Everybody in our lives, in our the people that we love, the people that we depend on, they mean us well. But when it comes to our sin problem, only Jesus can fix it. Our counselors, our teachers, our pastors, our deacons, our church members, our church family, they love us so much. But I want to tell you, and if we had the power, we would. But when it comes to sin, only Jesus can fix it. When it comes to our spiritual brokenness, I know I'm talking to someone this morning. Yes, we have a false facade. Yes, we often walk around like everything is all right, but that's on the outside. But on the inside, when we are spiritually sick, only Jesus, our spiritual physician, can fix us. I'm bringing these points out this morning because I want to cry loudly and let somebody know that if you got a problem, take it to Jesus. If you are spiritually broken, alcohol can't fix it. Drugs can't fix it. Music can't fix it. If music could fix it, I would have went and saw Maze last night. I had to throw that one in. Because none of you took me. Only Jesus, when it comes to our spiritual brokenness, only Christ can fix it. And I want to tell you today, give it to him. Go to him. Talk to him. Tell him, I'm broke. Lord, I'm messed up. I know I don't look like it. I know that I have a little money in my bank account. I know that everything outside is made up. And listen, can I talk to you for a minute? Don't go to the Lord with mama's prayer. Don't go to the Lord with daddy's prayer. You don't know who mama and daddy's prayer. Oh, Lord, help me. I need you. That's not your prayer. Your prayer is to go to the Lord and simply say, it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. And I'm standing in the need of prayer. We have to go to God because the Bible says if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin. And a lot of times people say, why do I need to go to God and confess? I'm going to make it plain. Because God says he wants you to confess your sin because he wants you to know what you've done. He said, I already know what you've done. He said, but when you start talking about how bad your sin was, then you'll start to understand, man, this is pretty bad. And then you will know as you talk more that you can't help yourself. Am I talking to anyone this morning? And then you will know that if you can't help yourself, that he's the only one that can fix it. Somebody said Jesus can fix it. Jesus comes into Jerusalem because the problem was so severe till only he could fix it. First of all, here we see that Jesus, the fixer, had to come because sin causes the Lord to seek those which was lost in sin. Now, I want to tell you something. Somebody says that in Matthew 18 and 11, Jesus says, I came to save those which was lost. Now, somebody says that I don't know how you can be somewhere and be lost. Well, I can tell you those who are lost, they are lost by the craftiness of the devil. I was telling my son the other day that one day that I was up on the lake, I was fishing. Some of the people here that have, some of the people that don't come here, they don't know what y'all laughing about. They don't know that I really am a fisherman, so I can. But I was fishing that day, and I put the anchor down on the boat, and I was catching fish right there in that spot that I was in. Now, you need to know about the lake. On the lakes, when you look at the land, The terrain looks the same just about everywhere you go. That's why you have to get a marker. Because the woods, that's why it's so easy to get lost, because it all looks so familiar. Watch this. And so I was catching fish. Caught one, caught two, caught three, caught four. And as I began to take the fish and put the fish in the live well, I got back, sit down, threw the line back over, and he wouldn't bite. So I did it again, he wouldn't bite, did it again. But that was a win. That was a cool, small win that had literally moved my boat from the position that I was in. I didn't notice it until I looked for my marker. And when I looked for my marker, I saw that I was here and my marker was up here. I want to tell you something. Sin does us like that.
All right.
You see, God will put us in a place where it can be fruitful. And if we don't keep our prayer life, if we don't keep our eyes open, if we don't study our word, you'll drift off. Am I talking to anybody? You'll think you in one place, but you'll be in what? Another place. Proverbs 14 and 12 says that there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. A lot of times we'll think that we're doing God's will, but we're off the mark. Are you with me yet? Sin, separation from God, the craftiness of the devil, if you don't watch him, he will rob you. He'll lead you right on off until you think you're doing what's right. And before you know it, you'll be down the lake. Everyone needs to know that you have to keep that constant contact with God. That's why the Bible says that we are to regenerate our mind, that we ought to renew our mind. Because if you don't renew your mind, guess what? You'll be drifted away.
Yes, sir.
First of all, one needs to know that Jesus came to seek you. He came looking for you when you got lost. That's why you ought to say amen.
Amen.
Jesus loved you enough that he came looking for you when you got lost in your sin. When you got so embellished, so caught up in your sin, Jesus came looking for you. Secondly of all, notice the fixer came, had to come to fix what man's, not only his sin had messed up, but his selfishness. Somebody say selfishness. Our selfishness had broken by the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. Am I talking to anybody? I want to tell you something. Those are the only three sins. Those are the only three temptations that Satan will ever use in your life. Just those three. And I wish somebody would ask me why.
Why?
Because they work for him.
Woo!
They worked from Genesis in the garden on Polar Eve, and they still work on us today.
All right.
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. Three things she saw in that tree. She saw the tree was good for food, good to the eyes, and a tree to make one wise. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and lust of one, a tree to make one wise. Lust of the eyes, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those three things Satan will only use. Notice that he always give us something to run at. He always give us something to make us feel good. And he always give us an eye. Me, myself. Am I talking to anybody? I got to be the star of the party. I've got to be the number one in the show. I've got to be the number one in the family. I've got to be the number one in the block. There are some people getting themselves in so much debt because they're trying to fulfill I. Are you with me yet? Some people are trying to keep up with the Joneses because they're trying to be the Joneses. Am I talking to anyone this morning? Me, myself, and I. Now, let me tell you, there's a me, myself, and I relationship that's not bad. It can be found in Psalms 23. The Lord is, he maketh, he leadeth, decide to steal. He restored.
My soul.
Now you got to write me, myself, and I.
Me, myself, and I.
That's one that you want to have if you're gonna have a me, my, I a relationship. That's the relationship you want to have. But watch this. Because we are the selfishness of our sins, we get selfish. And guess what? When we get selfish, that's all we think about. We don't think about God.
All right, preach it.
It's what I want, not what God wants.
All right.
Am I talking to anyone this morning? You see, watch this. And Jesus has to come along and fix us. That's why the Lord allows some storms to come into our lives. That's why the Lord interrupts your plan. That's why the Lord allows some stuff to come in your life that'll make you cry. You got too much into me, myself, and I. That's why God had to take off the belt. Because we get beside ourselves. Can I talk to somebody today? That's why when we get up and get a little $2 over rent money, that's why God sometimes have to take off the belt, because we do like the old people used to say, we get sassy. God has a way of bringing us back to our, am I talking to anybody? God will take you from fairly well to welfare. There are some people that God had to bring them down, 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 so that they could look up. I don't know about you. I've been one of those people. I've been there. Y'all might not have been there, but I've been there. I got to the point where I thought it was just me. And God said, no, buddy, I'm going to show you that it wasn't you. It was me. It's me that wakes you up in the morning. It's me that walks with you through the day. It's me that picks you up and turns you around. It's me that puts your feet on solid ground. It's me that's a battle axe in the time of war. It's me that's a shelter in the time. Are you with me yet? It's me that's a bridge over troubled water. God had to show us that we had gotten so selfish until we learned that we have to go back to him. Thirdly of all, the fixer came in to fix sin. He came in to fix our selfishness. But then thirdly of all, Jesus, the fixer, comes to save us from sinking.
All right.
Came to save us from sinking into the sea of sin in this world. If we don't watch ourselves, we'll sink. On the lake, one day, down in Marksville. What's the name of that lake down there, Rodney? Spring Bayou. He knew it. And in Spring Bayou, there's something that you don't want to see. Alligators. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody? And buddy, let me tell you something. There are some alligators in Spring Bayou as long as you and I. One of the things that my wife had been telling me to stop doing was going fishing by myself. Well, I told her, you don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. So I got in my truck, hooked my boat up, went down there, and those guys were coming in, going out, Those guys was excited. They were telling me about the fish that they were catching, and man, they were showing me all kind of stuff, Rodney. And boy, and I was saying, golly. And boy, I hurry up and bag my boat down, unhook my boat, pull my truck up, jumped in my boat, was down there, and I had gotten in a certain spot, and boy, you could see them gators, man, they'll come up and they'll go down. And that ain't mean anything to me. But then something happened on that lake that day that got my attention. I was trolling, and all of a sudden, by me being in the front, up there in the front, it really didn't matter to me that much. I would have probably saw it earlier. My boat was filling up with water. And the reason why I was filling up with water, because I had not put the plug in it. Now, you don't want to sink at all. But you definitely don't want to sink in Spring Bayou. Am I talking to anyone this morning? Thank God I had a motor that was strong enough to start and put it, throttle it up enough to where you could go fast enough to where the water would drain out the faster that you go. I want to tell you today, thank God that you got a Holy Spirit.
All right, that's it.
That's powerful enough to get you out when you're sinking. I believe I got some witnesses in the house. Does anybody know that you got a Holy Spirit? Jesus said, I'm going. He said, but when I go, I'm sending you some power. Some power that'll pull you out of some stuff. You see, you got gators all around. Are you with me yet? You got gators all around you. You got haters all around you. You got enemies all around you. You got sickness all around you. You got death all around you. And Jesus says, I'm giving you enough power to get out. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, he gave you enough power to get out. Sometimes we get eaten up by the gators, or we get bit by the gators, because we don't use the power that God has given us. I wish I had three believers today. Some folk don't have sense enough to at least turn the motor on, pull the throttle up, and get out. I look at some people and I say, they'll tell me, well, Pastor, I'm in it. I'm going through it. I'm still in it. I said, baby, you need to put the throttle down. You need to get out. Am I talking to anybody? Have you ever told anybody, all you got to do is get to put the throttle down and get out of that situation? Some people stay right there in the same situation, and the gator constantly bites.
That's it.
Put it all in God's hand. God, Jesus came in to fix it. Jesus comes into Jerusalem today. He came into our lives to fix what was broken. He came in to fix the sin. He came in to fix the selfishness. And he came in to fix us from sinking into this sea. That's why the songwriter said, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. But the master of the sea, he heard my disturbing cry. Am I talking to anybody? From the waters, he lifted me. Now say, am I?
I hear somebody saying it was love that lifted me. Anybody, am I talking to anybody today? Touch a neighbor and say, it was love that lifted me. Touch a neighbor and say, neighbor, it was love, nobody but Jesus' love, that picked me up. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Thank God for Jesus. He heard my disturbing cry. From the waters, he lifted me. Now say, is there anybody here that's safe? You're on dry lands.